This show is paid for and produced by the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company. The views expressed are not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related with your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome yet again, David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, with my beautiful wife, Rebecca Guthrie.
Hi, guys.
You can always reach us, 520-462-2611, day or night, text message, phone call. We get it all on that number. You can also email info@thisopenhouseshow.com. We love hearing your show ideas.
It's true.
We also like hearing some of the things you're dealing with in the market.
Or what you think about what's happening in the market. We like other people's ideas because we're in this all the time. So it's hard for us sometimes because we need the man on the street interview.
Yeah, the man or woman on the street interview to let us know, what are you seeing out there?
Or what are you feeling? Because I've had a lot of conversations. Well, we're going to get into the lot of conversations that I had, but first we're going to do stats.
Well, she always has conversations here. www.thisopenhouseshow.com, full MLS search. You can look at any home that is listed, get different data points, and go ahead and let us know the homes you want to see. And we really do appreciate all of our listeners keeping us in mind for all of their real estate needs. A lot of you contact us just for recommendations from, you know, people to do some basic work around your house to, you know, maybe insurance agents, who's the best mouse trapper in town, where
plumbers
to get your car washed, best places to eat. We're happy to be a source of info for all things Tucson.
We had somebody reach out who moved here and said, hey, I need somebody. They needed a doctor recommendation. And who does Rebecca's hair?
Yes.
So we told
them. Yes. You don't want who does my hair because I hardly have any left. But, you know, I'm going with the Bruce Willis look. Rebecca's happy about that because, you know, she's
a
diehard fan.
I am a huge, it's a Christmas movie. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I am jealous every time we watch that movie.
It's not true.
You know what? Hey, there are worse things out there, guys. Stats. I pulled these stats as of July 20th, 2021. 888 current
Yay.
Active listings.
That's exciting and falls into what
city.
We're going to talk about later.
You know, it's really interesting because last week we had 829 current active listings. That was on July 13th. I pulled that stat. Before that, it was 737.
So
I pulled that
going
on
up, and that's a good
June 29th.
Thing.
Let's go back here because I kind of keep my own. We had some bottoming out in May.
Yep, that
low
sounds
600s.
About right. Yep, that sounds about right.
And you know, really, we're starting to get back to January of 2021, or even back in 2020 on the inventory. And so that is a fantastic thing to hear. This isn't a flood of listings.
No.
You know, this isn't that kind of a thing.
No, and the other thing, and we talked about this a while back, was that June, July, August, always a little bit into September slows down.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I have a couple of theories. The first is that people who want to be in place by time school starts. I mean, Vail School District started, what, on 15th or yesterday. So if you were looking to move into the Vail School District and get settled, I mean, it's the middle of July. It's July 20th or July, around then. And so we're looking at that. So I think that's part of it. I think that people who wanted to move, school ended the end of May, they started looking for a house, they got under contract, and it's closing, right?
Right, because you don't want to be moving when you're having to get your new bedtime routine.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we're talking about because we've got 3 weeks before our kids start school, and I'm like, hey, we have to stop doing the letting them play until the sun goes down at 8 o'clock and then bringing them in for bed.
Yeah, but you know, our oldest is an avid reader.
and he has a sucker for a mom.
And Rebecca is an avid reader.
It's true.
And when she was little,
it's true,
She was very disobedient because she was little, she would stay up late and sneak a flashlight under the covers and read.
Yeah,
books.
The other day I got distracted and didn't realize that our oldest hadn't gone to bed yet because I was doing other things in a different part of the house. And
I walked out
and he's still sitting on the couch reading. And I said, "Sweetheart, you need to go to bed." And he looked at me. He's like, "But Mom, I'm at the best part." And you know what this mom did? I let him stay up another half an hour to finish that book.
Yep.
But so anyways, the school, people want to do that. It's always been true that Tucson slows down in the summer. I mean, people leave, people go on vacation. It's hot. I mean, it's been unseasonably rainy and unseasonably cool, but it's still, I mean, my dash set 100 today.
Yeah, and you know, for all you guys out there who pray, please pray for more rain. They're saying it's just a little blip. It's going to get dry again. Wash your cars regularly. Do all of the things that you need to do because Tucson needs this rain.
Right. So I think that that's part of it. I think that part of it is that we haven't, I feel like this, so I think that people need to remember that historically Tucson summers have slowed down. I think that part of it is that we forget history. So we came out of the lockdown in May and we hit the ground running, and we as realtors have not stopped running for a year.
Well, this is the new normal. I don't even know what normal is anymore.
So I think that that's part of it. I think part of it is that most people who want them have their vaccines now. So people are out and traveling and doing other things. They're not thinking about the market. But I also think that there's some burnout from buyers. I think that sellers are starting to push the edge of what the market will bear in terms of prices.
I feel like sellers are not only pushing the edge of where prices are or were, but they're pushing the edge of where they feel like the prices are going to be.
Yeah, because, I would agree. You know, I've seen things come off the market. So let's say something was listed for $100,000, got under contract for whatever reason, didn't finish getting through contract. So it fell out. They put it back on for $105,000. Okay. Right. Now, maybe the buyer's financing fell through because I know you can't find anything for $100,000. So $500,000. Maybe the buyer's financing fell through. Or maybe there's something wrong with the house and the seller wasn't willing to repair it, but then they decided to tack on an extra 5, 10, 15 grand to the price because they think that's going to happen.
The seller could have put in a new air conditioning unit.
That could be true.
Or they could have done $10,000 worth of sewer repair that the other buyer still wasn't fine with. And they felt like, you know what, we've actually improved the value of the home.
Right.
But that is a possibility.
That is a possibility, except that's a one-off possibility. And you're seeing it on a lot of houses. When you go and you look, there's a lot of houses that fall out. It's not just one or two here or there, but there's a lot of houses.
Right.
But I also think that buyers, everything is getting more expensive. And we talk about this every single week. You can't print trillions of dollars and not have every dollar be worth less. We say it literally every week. But I think that buyers are starting to really feel that in their wallets. I mean, we talked about it last week with the chips. Go buy a bag of chips. The bag's the same size. The price is the same size. But I promise you, there's not as many chips in that bag. And so I think they're feeling that. I think that people, I've talked to several people in the last week and a half saying who were active interest. We'd done buyer consults. We were talking to them and they're like, you know, we're going to just take a step back. We're going to regroup. We're going to let everybody get their heads screwed on straight and figure out what they're doing. So I think that's part of it too. I think that buyers have just, they're fatigued. You can want this, but I ain't doing it. And supply and demand only works if there's demand.
And there's still plenty of demand, but when we're talking about movement, we have a 200 mile an hour train that may have in the last week or two slowed to 150 miles an hour.
Yes. I mean, 800, what was it? I don't remember what exactly.
888
is not a lot of houses. Let's be really clear.
No. It's still plenty of a seller's market. It's just we are seeing, because of some of those factors, the people on vacation, heat, buyers pulling back a little bit to saying, well, wait a second, let's reevaluate, because it is discouraging making multiple offers and not ever getting a house.
Well, and you fall in love, you can only fall in love with so many houses even not even fall in love, decide this is an adequate house so many times before you're just like, I'm done.
Right, right. And so we are seeing, and this doesn't necessarily jive with the statistics, is the statistics look backwards.
Right.
And, you know, when we're talking about days on market, which, by the way, is still showing four. That's the median days on market for sold properties. That doesn't take into account properties that are active, that are still staying on the market here. You know, those times we're seeing increase, and more now than ever in the last couple of weeks, they're seeing homes, you know, be on the market 10, 15, 20 days.
Right.
Central Tucson. That's kind of unusual. That's kind
right,
of odd.
But it's only unusual in this last year. And this entire, like, 18 months has been unusual. Like, let's be really
right.
clear. You know, we started sort of getting rumblings about COVID in January of 2020. By the end of February in 2020, it was a real thing. Everybody started shutting their lives. I remember the Tucson Festival of Books in March of 2020 announced that they were not going to be going on because they lost over half of their authors who were not willing to get on airplanes.
Yeah.
There was no shutdown at this point. There wasn't stay-at-home orders. None of this stuff had happened, but people were already starting to pull back. We're now in we're now in July of 2021. It's been 18 months. People are finally starting to come back to quote unquote normal, but because of how human brains work, we're going, oh, well, look what it's done for the last year. Well, that's great, but let's look at what real estate markets do more normally. Let's look at the cyclical nature. Let's look at 2019, 2018, 2017. Let's really have those. And you see it not, so real estate moves slower than the stock market, but you see it with the stock market as well. It went, you know, it dropped precipitously in March and April. And I read an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday that said officially the COVID recession lasted 2 months. We came out of it at the end of April. And, you know, it does its daily dips and its daily ups and daily downs. And, you know, if you follow that, you'll go crazy because you need to look at a long-term view. But if you look at the long-term views, you can see patterns. And this is an anomaly. We've not seen this before, at least in the time that I mean, we've been through a lot of cycles. You've been in real estate 17 years. I joined you 4 years ago. But we've not seen something like this. We've seen cycles, but this is compacted.
Right, right. And we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break here. The important thing to remember is we got your back.
Yep.
Any market, any cycle, it's going to be all right.
We promise. We'll see you on the other side.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
Welcome back yet again, another episode of This Open House Show. I am your host, David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, with my amazing, wonderfully beautiful co-host, my wife, Rebecca Guthrie.
Hey guys, welcome back from the break.
All right, so again, you can always reach us 520-462-2611, phone or text info@thisopenhouseshow.com. or www.thisopenhouseshow.com for full MLS search. We love your ideas. We love your outlook, your viewpoints, and we also would love to earn your business. If you would like to have just a safe source of information, that is us. We have a process for everything, especially people who are, we call them in this business, incubating. You know, you may not know what you don't know, and you may not know how long you need in order to figure out what it is you want. But what I do know is that we hold a lot of preconceived notions in our minds over pretty much everything.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what it is, and getting information is not a bad idea. And I know for myself, when I'm out there trying to get information on, you name the topic, because there's a lot of stuff Rebecca wants, likes to do, and luckily she's the information gatherer in all other things in our lives.
We were talking about something the other day, and I literally wrote out five different options. I was like, we could do this, we could do this, we could do this, and then two of my options were options that combined A, B, and C in different ways.
Yes, and I'm the bigger picture guy, so it's great when she does that. But my point to our listeners out there is that we want you to be secure and to know, I hate getting put on crazy spam lists where next thing you know, I'm just constantly being bugged
24/7. Well, not just that, but the spam lists are not relevant to what you're looking for.
Typically not. And it's important that, you know, we never drop the ball on a client or somebody who actually has a need, but we never want to push them. So just want to encourage you guys, you know, you may feel like you have it all figured out. Get a second opinion. We're happy to talk to you, and we're happy to not bug you for as long as you need while that happens. And at the same token, if you're like, I'm ready to roll. I know what I need. We have a dear friend of ours who's, you know, we've known for many years. They've been kind of scrolling around looking for a couple of years, and finally all the pieces fell. He calls us up, says, David, ready to go. I said, all right, let's make it happen.
So 2 days later, he's under contract.
Under contract on his first time. And that goes back to our stats here. You know, 888 current active listings. It is increasing. It is going up. Days on market currently sitting at 4. And, you know, that is when the agent goes from active to active contingent on EMLS. We are dependent upon that agent. There's a 2-day spread on our rules that allow us either direction to go ahead and really be. So, you know, I shouldn't say either direction. Within 2 days after a real change of status, this needs to get changed in EMLS. So there's a 2-day margin of error here. Looking at pending sales, okay? These are sales that have changed from active contingent to pending. They're going to be our next wave of sold homes. We currently have 600 in the Tucson market. That's median days on market is sitting at 6 right now.
Right, so it's going to go up.
So that is a slight boost. Now, when we go over to active, we're looking at active right now, and boy, we had a couple just go under contract between when we started this show. Now it's sitting at 882 for today here. 18 days on market is what those active homes are showing on the median numbers. So we are seeing, I think, an increase. How high is it going to go? I think 16 to 20. Again, this is more of an average normal marketplace.
Right. And the other thing you need to remember is that a balanced market is considered 6 months, which means if nothing new came on the market starting today, it would take us 6 months to work through all of that stuff. Right. That's a balanced market. So we're talking about 4 days, 6 days, 18 days, less than a month. That's still very seller's market, but it's good for buyers because it's not, oh my goodness, get out and see it, and there's going to be a line of 18 people trying to get in.
Right.
Which we've seen. We've been standing in those lines with 18 other people.
And right now we're sitting at 1.6 months of inventory. So we still have a long way to go. I guess the biggest encouragement that we could have to our buyers out there right now, again, patience is your friend. There's a lot of wisdom in this. Let's take a deep breath. Let's be patient. But let's also realize that this could be an amazing opportunity to go in, continue to take advantage of those low interest rates.
Because they're still so low. It's astonishing.
Yeah, I mean, why we're not able to make any real predictions on, okay, well, what are the next 2 or 3 months going to look like?
Nope.
You know, with respects to average sales prices or any of this kind of stuff, we may be in a slight sideways moving market. We could even take a slight dip. But when you've been moving this fast, I mean, look at the Phoenix Suns. You know, sometimes you move really fast, you take a little bit of a dip, and it's what it is. It doesn't mean it's a bad team or it's a bad market. And so this could be a good opportunity to go in and really get a good deal and maybe something that's surprising to you. So
yeah. And I also would encourage, just if you're a seller, the slowdown may mean that your house is on the market for a couple more for longer, but if your house has been sitting for 30, 45 days, you really need to have a conversation with your agent about
it's
your price.
It's time to reevaluate.
Because you can want, you know, you can want your house to be $1 million all day long, but if it's not $1 million house, you're not going to, and we still have, especially, we used to say this in, you know, 2018, 2019, that the longer a house sits on the market, the more people are like, okay, there's something wrong with the house. Mm. And then because everything went so fast for so long, that stopped being so true. But we are starting to see that
well,
again.
I actually don't think that ever stopped, Rebecca. And the thing that I think is that because it's been moving so fast, people's perception of something that's been sitting on the market for a long time is way skewed as well.
So that's true.
All of a sudden,
that is absolutely true.
Oh, it's been sitting for 14 days. Oh my goodness.
Right.
Let's offer $100,000 off the list price because this thing clearly isn't in the planet.
Right.
No.
And you know, we also have to deal with, you know, we're a hot iBuyer market, and iBuyers have algorithms that I don't even understand how their algorithms work, because I look at this and I'm like, yeah, your algorithm's wrong, because this house in this neighborhood is not worth that, and you can need to get that in order to make some money on this thing. But I'm sorry, you overbought.
Right. And that's another, I think, really valid point that I wasn't thinking we'd talk about today. But investors, iBuyers, you know, let's really define easy, let's really define smooth. And also something to know is that, you know, you guys, if you do want to explore that route, that is something Rebecca and I are totally able to help you do.
Yes.
And you are not gonna then be unrepresented, unhelped. We're working together. We have good relationships with a lot of different companies, with a lot of different models we have good relationships with. And so we're able to still be a firewall for our clients and help make sure they're getting the best deal. I can assure you, though, the majority of these companies probably aren't going to put their automated value estimates, you know, where their mouth is.
Right.
You know, once you actually see the bottom line and you get out there, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to be trying to turn a profit very, very quickly. With that said, if we're able to help you and through that model, you get what you feel like is top dollar and they end up sitting on a home for 3 to 6 months that they can't sell, that's not your problem.
Right.
So, you know, we don't blame any seller for wanting to take advantage of some of those things. Right. But it is important to note, if you are thinking of going that route, that's something we are currently helping a client out with right now, one of our sellers. So it's important to get all options, all facts. Let's not throw anything away.
So,
and if you want to get all options, all facts, 520-462-2611. Real easy way to get a hold of us, and we're happy to start talking about some of those options.
Yeah, so I think to wrap up today's conversation, we are starting to see a shift. We're not entirely sure.
Is it permanent? Is it not?
Right. If the shift is seasonal, in terms of we're starting to see more of a 2018, 2019 summer shift, if it's more, we're starting to shift into, okay, it's fast paced, but we're no longer sprinting. Now we're pacing a little bit. The market is shifting. You heard it here first. We're seeing it shift. What that means, we're not entirely sure. We just know that it's shifting. 880 some listings is still not a lot of listings. But if you're a buyer, rejoice, because
it's
there's more
choice.
Options. If you're a seller and you're thinking you want to do this, you might want to speed up your timeline. And if you want to talk to somebody about what speeding up the timeline looks like, we are more than happy to help. But I think that's really the sum of the message today is, hey, the winds are shifting. We're not entirely sure what or why they're shifting. They just are. And if you've seen that, if you feel that, if you follow the housing market, if you like to spend absurd amounts of time on your real estate app of choice looking at new houses, and you're feeling that too, please reach out to us. ThisOpenHouseShow.com or info@ThisOpenHouseShow. We really like knowing what people are thinking who aren't in this day-to-day thinking about it 24/7.
Absolutely. And what I know for a fact that our listeners want to know is, what were you staying up late at night reading when you were a young girl?
Give us a series. Let me take a guess. I should know this.
Okay.
I should know this. Little House on the Prairie.
Well, that was one of them, but I actually was super, super, super into horses. So there was a horse series that this is so bad, I can't even remember the name of the horse series, but I read all 56 books.
Oh my gosh.
It was the Thoroughbred series. And I read every single book and I dreamt about living on a ranch, a farm in Kentucky and, you know, the green grass and the Thoroughbreds and the babies and all of that good stuff. So
yeah, and for those of our listeners who don't know, Rebecca at one point did have a show on this radio station.
True.
It was called Why Stories Matter.
Story Connections.
It was about why stories matter. This is a very important piece of her heart, guys. We love all of you. We thank you so much for joining us every single week.
We really appreciate that you do this every week. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you next week.